Last night, after Hari Jeevan's workshop, I had the courage, finally, to watch the last episode of The Office. You know, it's actually, supposedly there's like a myth that the most amount of people have not watched the finale of The Office. Like, it's like this thing where people don't watch the last episode because they just can't handle that it's over. And so it's like a whole thing. And I was like, I think I'm strong enough now. I think I have the prana, I have the alertness. I think I can, I said to Tegnam, I think I can handle it. It's even a double episode. I think I can do it. I think we're ready now. We're ready for this. And so we watched it. So I'm really processing it a lot this morning. I feel, you know, I'm thinking about it a lot. So people, that's what we're taught in the therapeutic model, that's how you have to deal with your problems, right? Something happens to you and you have to process it. And if you're kind of a person who's been in the new age, or you've had some therapy, or you've bettered yourself in some way, it's a common kind of way that we relate to what happens in our lives, which is something happens, I'm working through it, and now I'm really processing it. I'm really processing what happened. Or I asked somebody, you know, how is Camp Grace? And they're like, I'm really processing it. So that's a very common term that is it runs through a lot of kind of the new age rhetoric. I'd like to present an alternative, which is, you know, all this weird stuff we do. Anybody new to Kundalini Yoga this morning? Okay. All this weird stuff, all this weird kind of stuff that we do, this is to increase the processing speed. And I thought that Hari Jeevan read something of Yogi Bhajan's last night that really got me, which is there is no thoughtfulness unless there's thoughtlessness. That's a very different kind of way of looking at being thoughtful, or really, you know, having a kind of thoughtful way of moving through your life. It's very different, because in the kind of psychotherapeutic model, I think about it, I process it, I talk about it quite a bit, right? I talk about it, I think about it, and that's what creates a certain type of maturity or thoughtfulness. And then, you know, there's some other versions of that in the Jung, you know, Jung would put you in a sandbox, you play with it, you know, you play, there's like play in the very kind of classic Jungian, you know, the analyst. There's some word that he used for the therapist. I can't remember. Does anybody know what it is? Anybody Jungian therapist in here? It's like an analyst, you know, the person who's analyzing. They put you in kind of, I mean, it's like an actual kind of play area, or a sandbox, or a little box, you know, and you work it out that way. But you're processing. That's kind of the whole idea, is that these are different ways that you're processing things. Now, in this technology, because everything is getting faster and faster and faster and faster, so part of what we're doing is we're just trying to keep up with the huge quantum kind of technological situation on the planet. So everything's getting faster. Our lives are faster than they've ever been. There's more that we have to process than we ever have, from, you know, processing all of the emails. I was looking at somebody's, the way they organize their emails, I was like, I don't know how you do this. I would never be able to, this would make me crazy. You know, everybody has to figure out their way through the technological pressure. And, everybody has to know their own scene. And whereas you had one email and maybe one social media account, now you have how many? 5, 6, 7 emails, multiple social media accounts. We have WhatsApp. We have we do stuff in America. We just use the iPhone, the iMessenger. We just text message with each other. But we have WhatsApp, and then somebody wants me. We have the WeChat now, because we have all of our kind of Asian thing. And then somebody just recently she's going through a very difficult time, and she's giving all of her updates through something called Marco Polo. And I was like, oh no. I have to download Marco Polo now because, I mean, I want to know what's going on with her. She's having a very difficult time. So she's doing, like, group messages through Marco Polo. So now I have to download. And I've literally been, like, a little frozen about it. Maybe I'll have the courage to do it today. But I don't know if I can handle another messenger on my phone. I'm scared. So this is the pressure of the technological age. So one way you can start to think about this is that instead of having to process, or if you feel like you have to process, that the way to get the system to process whatever it is that you've been through, or if you're going through, is, you know, the emotions are coming up or whatever, is that you have to increase the processing speed. And let's put in another technological term. And you may need to clear some data space. So you have to increase the speed of the processor and decrease the data load. So you have to offload some stuff. And that's what you're doing in meditation. That's what you're doing. You're offloading things that you don't need to have kind of taking, cluttering up your drive. And then you're increasing the processing speed by doing, you know, we did some weird stuff this weekend. All that stuff is increasing the processing speed, so that when things are coming at you, and when the life and the you know, somebody asks you to download another messenger, I was like, only for you, girl, only for you. This is a big crossroads in our relationship, but it's you know, these are the big moments where you know you love someone, but it's, you know, when somebody, when you have to kind of add, or you say, you like, we tried this in the Rama mandala, we tried the, what was that? They use it in tech, in the tech companies, Slack. I was like, it's a way, it's a, you know, basically a thread-based conversation, which is what we now, we decide WhatsApp is going to be fine for us, although that's just gone. Take Nam said to me the other day, he's like, I have 125 messages on WhatsApp. It was his first experience of that. We every morning have like 275 messages on WhatsApp. So not, no joke, so serious. So, you know, these are the, this is the, and you know, you see the number, and if you don't have enough energy in processing, if you just see that 275, what are you going to do? You're going to freak out. Right? And this is like, everybody wants more prosperity, everybody wants more success, everybody wants good relationships, everybody, you know, people want more things in their lives, but that means that your processing speed has to increase, because you have to then deal with all those things, and all of those things need things from you, and all of those things also have something that they can message you with. So then, you know, you're gonna be, so each increasing thing that you add to your scene is going to be increasing that number on your messenger, or in your email box, or on your, right? So this is, and they have a whole, I'm not into this. I don't believe it's true, but as somebody was telling me recently, this is probably, I'm sure it's true, that they've now based the algorithms on social media through who comment, if you are, you know, someone who is trying to grow your social media, your followers, you know, each follower comes with a lot. You got to process with each follower. It's a new relationship. It's a lot. So people want more followers that aren't just robots. And people buy just the robots, but that, you know, that's not, eventually it's not so fun. You know, you want a couple real people to follow you. So you have some followers, and then they just changed this. The algorithms on the social media are now, if you respond to your followers' comments, your algorithm goes up. So more people see. I was wondering why.
It's
I was wondering why what my problem was. I'm gonna process it during this class, so we'll see how I feel afterwards. But I was really, you know, feeling like I needed to call somebody about this. Like, you know, why are my algorithms off? You know what I mean? That's gonna be the language of the future, by the way. So the new algorithm is, if you are commenting back to someone who's commented. So that's a, you know, so now you have a new, I mean, that's a whole relationship that you have to respond to people, you have to answer their damn questions. I hate that. I never respond back to anybody. I'm like, no, that's not the point. Here's my art. Enjoy. Respond? I mean, no. But that's the way the whole thing. So now you're required, if you want your algorithms to go up, you now have to have new relationships with these people. You're answering their questions and, you know, saying, yeah, oh my God, thanks. I mean, all this kind of stuff. We got heavy duty pressure on our hands. So I'd like to work a little bit this morning to increase your processing speed. And you just want to think about this, when instead of, you know, these kind of old cliche models of how to deal with things that are in front of you, we can start to look at, I need less space, I need more space, less clutter in the memory or data bank. We could call that all sorts of aspects of your brain, but your amygdala. I need less clutter in the kind of memory bank of the brain, and I need a bigger and higher and quicker processing speed in the central kind of part of the brain. And then we'll put it in another aspect. And then I need development in the frontal part of the brain. Now, we know this 40-day kind of thing that we have in Kundalini Yoga, people get a little confused about this. They've done the research. If you do a meditation for 40 days or something new for 40 days, but we'll keep it in the meditation zone, the gray matter of your brain just starts to change physically. So there's changes that happen in the neurosynapses in the 6 weeks. But then at that 40-day mark, the gray matter of the brain actually starts to grow. That's the neocortex of the brain. So they can see it on a scan. At about 6 weeks, the brain starts to physically change. Now, would that be a good time to stop the meditation? So Yogi Bhajan's 40-day model is like, that's a bait and switch. Get you, and sometimes there are meditations that we do occasionally, but they're actually very rare, that you really only do for 40 days. It's hardly anything I can even think of right now. It's very rare that there's meditation that you wouldn't do for more than that for any reason. So at the 40-day mark, you're just getting the change. So we just want to keep going. That's a great time to continue to do the meditation, not, okay, now I'm going to Google, you know, my next problem and see what Kriya is for that. And people do that. All right, so we're going to work with this a little bit today. We'll work with it a little bit tomorrow and see where we can get, see if our issues... We'll see by tomorrow after class if I process the finale of The Office. I can't remember what it's called anymore. Oh, well, that's how I clean my desk. What's that thing called that I was supposed to care about? Oh, yeah, that. But, you know, that's not a bad Yogi Bhajan in the yogic technology. What is that called? Anybody know? Apana. Apana. You know, if you have strong apana, you're letting shit go quickly. So you don't even have to store it. Like back in the day, we knew we had crossed into another land because Shivapreet was really good, like Devil Wears Prada vibes, where she would, the assistant to Anna Wintour would, when somebody was coming towards her, she'd be like, Harper's Bazaar. You met them in 1999. The name is Anna. They have two children. You know, the name is whoever. Then they have two children. Last time you saw them was at the Hamptons at a charity. You know, so the assistant would tell her, you know, who. So Shubhapreet used to do that for me all the time. Shubhapreet would be like, "We met them in Hamburg. Would they ask you to go out to dinner? We said no." Like, it's like the whole thing, right? Shubhapreet was so good at it. And then there was a point where it was like, Shubhapreet was like, "I don't know. I can't remember. I can't remember where we met that person, and I don't remember their name." Like, the thing just, it was too much. And so, you know, we knew we had crossed into another territory. But so we're just going to see what we can, well, empty, and then we're going to increase and see how that helps you with your issues. Okay, let's do some cat-cow, please. Thanks so much for listening to another lecture on reality riffing. These are conversations and topics that I think are very important to discuss. If you enjoyed, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and share with your friends and your family. If you also want to continue to listen, bigger lectures and classes and other experiences are available on gurujagat.com. Thank you.